BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station. BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from Bình Định Radio Television Station. Good evening, everyone. You're listening to BTV News.
Bình Định Provincial People's Committee has approved the contractor selection plan for the project to expand the junction connecting Cát Tiến Diêm Vương Coastal Road and the Economic Zone Trunk Road. This is a key infrastructure project aimed at improving transport connectivity in the coastal area and Nhân Hội Economic Zone, thereby boosting investment and social economic development. The total value of the project's bidding packages is nearly 100 billion Vietnam dong funded by the state budget under provincial management. The selection process will include open online bidding and streamlined direct contracting for urgent and specialized packages. Contractor selection is set to begin in the second quarter of this year. Once completed, the project is expected to significantly enhance regional traffic capacity and connectivity between the Cát Tiến Diêm Vương area and major coastal development corridors, as well as the economic zone.
Authorities in Bình Định province are actively promoting the use of high-yield, high-quality forestry seedlings as demand for large timber plantations continues to rise, both to drive economic development and support environmental protection efforts. In parallel with initiatives by local businesses, the provincial government has strengthened state management of forestry seedling quality. In April alone, the Provincial Forest Protection Department approved 19 seed sources from 17 facilities, covering nearly 6 hectares. Since the beginning of the year, the department has officially recognized 30 major forestry seed resources across 28 establishments, totaling more than 9 hectares. To further improve the effectiveness of forestry seed quality management, the Forest Protection Department has instructed local forest rangers to continue working closely with commune-level authorities. Their focus will be on increasing public awareness and encouraging all organizations and individuals in the province to plant forests using high-performance, high-quality seedlings.
In the second quarter of the year, Bình Định Province is intensifying efforts to stimulate tourism and attract visitors during the peak spring-summer 2025 travel season. Preparations are also underway to ensure the successful organization of major cultural and sports events aimed at boosting tourism. The Department of Culture, Sport and Tourism is leading the implementation of a plan to develop new tourism products and revamp existing ones across the province. It is also fostering domestic and international tourism partnerships, diversifying tourism offerings, and expediting the construction of tourism projects as scheduled. In April alone, Bình Định welcomed an estimated 999,370 visitors, a year-on-year increase over 12%. This brought the total number of tourist arrivals in the first 4 months of 2025 to more than 4.2 million, up 14.2% compared to the same period last year.
The People's Committee of Bình Định Province has approved adjustments to the detailed 1 per 500 planning of the Phase 2 project to upgrade and expand Bình Định Eye Hospital. The project will cover more than 5,692 square meters and allow for construction for up to 11 floors. According to the revised plan, the entire outpatient treatment and administrative building covering 1,237 square meters will be demolished. The inpatient treatment block will be expanded from 1,025 square meters to 1,300 square meters and renamed to include outpatient clinic, emergency, inpatient treatment, anesthesia and recovery, and administration. Additionally, the technical and logistics building will be enlarged from 120 square meters to 610 square meters, while the nutrition and pharmacy department area will increase from 286 square meters to 321 square meters. And that's the end of the news today. Thanks for listening. Goodbye and see you next time.